If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Lincoln. Good morning, good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We had some more breaking news during the break regarding the show. Should I play the break news
sound?
Yeah,
do it. All right. This is news to me.
It is news.
Okay.
This comes straight from the mouth of our own Steve Sipple about a future guest for this week.
This is exciting.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Sip, who will be joining the show on Wednesday?
My brother Marty.
Marty.
Martin. Marty
Florida
Martin.
Lives in Tallahassee.
Yeah. He called.
And
wondering if he's coming on this week. I didn't really know what to say.
Well, he is part of the show.
Marty, have you been on this show before? No, but just wondering.
He's been mentioned, though.
He's been mentioned. I love talking about Marty.
Yeah, he's going.
Marty's been on a pregame show, though, in studio.
Yeah, he came on with his wife, Angie.
Yes,
dear Angie.
They were here.
Yeah, so Marty will talk about Florida State,
Alabama. The 7 o'clock hour, I hope.
Well, you guys got to decide.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So 7 o'clock hour on Wednesday.
Sure,
we're not booked up.
No, we got Sean at 8. So we're good. At
okay,
7 o'clock
hour.
Yeah.
Yes, Marty.
He's
very enthused.
Marty Sipple.
He already had, and I will tell you, I said save it for the air, but he already had good takes on.
Did he?
Floors. He did. I was like, okay, just say that on the air. It's really good. He knows what he's doing. He's prepared.
And he's in the Hall of Fame.
Columbus
Hall of Fame.
Athletics Hall of Fame.
For tennis.
Tennis. Yes. He was a good tennis
And you
player.
Were there for
well,
the ceremony?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You missed his state championship, right?
I was barely aware he was in the state championship.
No, I was not there.
Fine.
Hey, how'd you do today? I won state.
Well, I'll be going to hell.
I'll be damned.
That was today?
I'll be going to hell.
Sorry, I missed today.
Should have
no
been
idea.
There. Where was it at? Oh, it was here in Columbus. I should have rode my bike down there.
Probably could have made that way.
I could have rode my bike down to Washington State.
Vague awareness that he even played tennis.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
But anyway, he's very prepared. He's very loud. Now you got to get ready. Marty's loud.
I've witnessed the loud before. He is loud. That's fine. He's a confident soul. He's a lawyer.
He's loud. He's loud.
He's loud. Neighbors with Mike Norvell.
Yes. Yeah, right around the corner.
You still see him every often?
I don't. You so guys often? Can ask
I'll
him.
That'll be my lead question. That's all I want to know the
How's
most
Norvell
about.
How's Norvell doing? Marty.
Ask him about Norvell. I don't sense that Marty is a strong backer of Norvell. I don't. He's pretty diplomatic as he discusses Florida State. But I never get the sense he's really strong behind the head coach.
Well, we're going to find
out. They went 2-10 last year.
Yeah, that's, you know.
And the year before that, they were very good. Nearly a playoff team, and then they got beat by 60 points by Georgia. 66-0.
They have a refurbished stadium too. I don't know any details about it, so don't put me on the spot like I put you on the spot. But I did hear they refurbished this. They needed to. By the way, have you ever been there?
Doak Walker?
Florida State, yeah.
Doak I never Walker. Have.
It's not. No. I mean, I've been there before the refurbishing, and I was always, Marty's like, let's go see the stadium. And I would, and I wouldn't say anything, but I'd be like, this ain't much. This ain't much.
No, even from TV, it was never like going, this is incredible.
No, it wasn't incredible at all.
No.
It was big, but, I mean, it's Florida State.
Because they actually downsized, right?
I think they did.
Honestly, I think they went.
I don't know.
I think they downsized. It's kind of like to make it more comfort. It's not the kind of. I think the north end zone is going to be something.
I'll
like
tell
that.
You what.
The south end zone at Nebraska is going to happen, or they're going to have it more comfortable seating. Mm-hmm.
That would make sense because Florida State. It wasn't like they're always.
They don't sell out.
No. So yeah, Marty.
There are some games this first weekend that are ridiculous.
I cannot wait.
Ridiculous.
I think
weekend.
You forget about some of them too. We think about, of course, our game here as we focus on that. But there's some games that I have forgotten about that
like
this weekend. Tennessee, who they play off the bat? Tennessee has a really good opponent.
Oh, yeah, well, Auburn, Baylor's a big one.
Tennessee, Syracuse.
Tennessee, Syracuse.
That's a tough. That is a chance for like one of those games that your season could be ruined on one game. Mm-hmm. If Syracuse beats Tennessee, it's at Syracuse.
That's
Tennessee
right.
Tennessee is going, okay, we have the SEC left now to play in. We lost this game. We're looking, and we lost our quarterback.
Trouble.
Now it's like, what's going on here?
Tennessee's going to Syracuse.
That should be an incredible. Well, that's course, one of those games.
Of course, Texas, Ohio State. No one forgets about that game. Bama, Florida State's at 2:30 on
Saturday,
ABC.
Yeah. Saturday,
and then beyond that, of course, LSU, Clemson, 6:30 on ABC.
About that
you got
day.
A full day.
Is that Saturday?
That's Saturday.
Saturday. Sunday's good too.
So Nebraska's already played. You get to enjoy a full day of football, not having to worry about Nebraska at all on Saturday.
There's
right,
some
to play my cards right.
And then Sunday, you've got Notre Dame, Miami, and Va Tech, South Carolina.
That's nobody
good.
Even
That's
talks,
pretty good.
Nobody even talks about like, the Notre Dame, Miami game.
Nope.
Already talked about it. Six
why?
Versus 10. Notre Dame, Miami with a history. Barely talked about. And then Monday night is.
I don't see anything Monday night.
That's North Carolina versus TCU.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Wow, that's Belichick. Monday night?
Yes.
Monday night.
Oh, you just hope Jordan Hudson is everywhere on TV.
Is that five straight days of football?
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yes, five straight days.
Yep, you're right. TCU, North Carolina at 7:00 Monday, ESPN. Bill Belichick's debut. Cannot wait. Oh. Can't wait.
God, we won't have anything to talk about.
Both games Sunday, though. I mean, Va Tech, South Carolina, and Notre Dame, Miami. That's good.
Can we do it on Tuesday, a four-hour show?
Yes.
Can we do it?
I don't know. Do we start at five?
We don't do Monday, though, right?
Jake, we don't do Monday.
I don't think we're doing Labor Day because we have Friday as the post game for Nebraska.
Okay.
As of right now.
So we're not right, we don't know for sure though. Okay. Whatever.
We'll know here in the next
Whatever
couple
you
days
decide.
For sure. Okay. Thank you. I cannot wait for that though. You mentioned in the last hour I brought up Shiloh Sanders, of course, Deion's son with the Bucks that got cut, punched a guy during the Bills Bucks game and got ejected. But Shedeur Sanders, yes, is fourth string with the Browns. Looked good the first preseason game, was banged up, didn't play week two, and then did play the third one and didn't look very good. But he is officially fourth on the depth chart for the Browns.
How do you pay him? They released a depth chart. Yeah,
they did.
He's fourth.
Yeah, he's fourth.
And
they're paying Watson too. So yes. They're paying five quarterbacks?
Yep.
So what,
I can't
so
imagine
the order
making
is,
much money.
So what is the order
it's,
then?
It's Flacco.
Yeah, I knew that
and,
one.
Then Pickett, right?
Yep. Then Pickett.
Then
Pickett. Dylan Gabriel.
Dick
and then
Gabriel,
Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur.
Gotcha.
And then playing Deshaun.
Well, first of all, the fourth, if you're the fourth, you're not anything. I don't think you can make a practice squad. The third is going to be the practice squad. Then they'll be eligible. The third quarterback is available to play in a game as long as when he comes in, he has to finish. No one else can come in. Back, you can't put him in and then all of a sudden go back to number two quarterback once he makes it's to save the situation they taught, which is a smart move.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So
yeah, there's no way.
Well, I guess you can. When I say they can't, they could. Whatever. You have certain numbers you have to be able to keep. But yeah, at fourth, that's hard.
I was wrong on Shedeur, it looks like. I thought at Colorado, I thought, oh yeah, he's first-round talent.
Well, Mel Kiper thought the same.
I was wrong, and I don't know why. Like, this is Bill, where Bill comes in. The more I cover football and the more I get along in my life, you almost have to watch film, like, to pick out to be really astute in what you're saying.
Yeah, you have to watch everything. It's like sometimes you have someone that has high school, you have 13 sacks, and they go, well, six of them, they didn't block him. They didn't. And they just blew the protection. He ran in and hit the quarterback in the back of the head. That's not a real sack. Same thing with like interceptions. Had 12, it's like they threw 9 through him in his chest. Just a bad quarterback just threw him the ball. So all kinds of different things come up, you know, opportunities when they have to tackle in space. How do they do in these spots? Or free access throws. He threw the ball on the outside. It was free access. He had a 6-yard hitch, and numbers were good because of it. So where the balls go down the field, what tight windows are. There's so many things to look at. Generally, it's processing. How fast can you process at the quarterback position?
And decision-making. Decision-making,
boom, boom, boom. One, this, and this happened. You know, so it's the processing of how people can make throws with people with someone in their face. He did throw at a high percentage at Colorado.
He did.
Like 71%.
Okay, there's two things that come to mind as I was watching clips of somebody cut up some bad plays he made in this last game, Jake. And they were some bad decisions. I wouldn't have noticed when I was just watching the game. But when they explain it, you're like, oh, my God, what are you doing? They're like that. So now I wonder a little bit about his coaching at Colorado. Was he not getting coached up at Colorado?
He was getting coached, but they're, like I said, different style of offense. I go back to the bowl game when everyone played and they had, you know, two guys just had their number retired.
Right.
Getting a number retired at Colorado.
Got spanked by BYU.
And BYU beat them by like 50.
Watched the game.
Killed them.
Yeah. And so that was an interesting, that's not the total factor. But what is the biggest factor here of amazement is the coverage. I mean, just think about that. Who else? I mean, is there anyone else, you know, do you know a battle on anyone else's team between their third and fourth quarterback? You have no knowledge.
Nowhere. Part of it's because it's so interesting. So what I think has played out, it played out. Here's what happened. We thought he was pretty good. Then he went through the draft process, and evidently people saw red flags. Then he went through the process of preseason camp, and there's more red flags. The guy's not that good. That's what it comes down to.
His stats at Colorado, like you mentioned, 71% passer.
Yeah, good stats.
74% is last year. He had 64 touchdowns and 13 picks in 2 seasons there.
Great.
Great numbers.
Great numbers at Colorado.
I thought he looked good, but then you hear, my arm strength's not that good. I didn't really see that at Colorado. Looked all right.
I don't remember like all the throws, the deep outs, the comebacks on the outside that are 18 back to 16 or something of those throws. I don't know about that. I didn't study him hard enough to say, I really, really
you
know
watched
this.
Watched the games, though.
But, I mean, there's been some bold statements. But like I said earlier, I've never seen anything as fascinating as this. I mean,
well, it was interesting.
As soon as Cam Ward went number one, the next thing was, is Shadur next? And then he went to the fifth round. The conversation, once it got to the middle of the first, that's all they talked about. That's all they showed in the green room. It was one of the most remarkable stories. It took over the entire draft.
But you understand why, right?
Yeah, I understand why, but it's shock. It's amazing to me. And then now there's people that are being very harsh on the head coach at Cleveland. They set him up for failure, didn't have the right O-line in there. I really doubt that he came out and said, let's set him up for failure today. that didn't happen. No, that didn't happen.
Stefanski?
Yeah, that didn't happen. But just think about their media attention. Just think about this one. He was 7 for 9 today and 7 on 7. It was posted. Every throw was posted. I have no idea what was the third string quarterback for Denver in 7 on 7
no clue.
In July. No one has any idea.
Knows.
It's just a bizarre story. It's a bizarre story. And then I mean the allegations that were made by and I think it was real and it's not fake news was Eric Dickerson came out and said that the NFL that there was collusion. Do not draft him.
He did say that. Yes, Dickerson said that on the Dan Patrick show.
Eric Dickerson, Eric Dickerson, the former running back.
Yes, yes. He went on with Dan Patrick and said that last week.
Okay,
yeah. 2 weeks ago.
I'm like, okay,
collusion. But why would they collude on that?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
The whole NFL got together and said they weren't going to draft him. And I'm just like, okay.
I just don't understand why the teams would get together and decide that.
Can you imagine having somebody that's
what's the why?
Imagine Micah Parsons coming out of college. Don't take him.
But why would they collude?
Don't know. I have no idea. It was a unique. My point is, just think about these conversations.
Oh, I know
how unique they are.
Oh, it's really unique.
It's just an event that is, it's unreal.
It is. I mean, and he's a Sanders. So now both of the Deion's sons, they're not doing particularly well. One got cut. One is fourth.
It's on the cutting board.
I would say that it will be somewhat difficult. Probably maybe like Tomlin with the Steelers or some of that nature, but it'd be a lot to all of a sudden, if he gets cut or let go, or he's on the waiver wire, to pick him up, because you're the mass of coverage comes, yeah, and it's like
distraction
for someone that's going to be a clear backup for you.
God dang it.
See? I mean, the distraction would be a lot. No matter what team takes
it, would be. I totally agree. Yeah. I wouldn't want to deal with it if I was a head coach.
I'm a head coach, owner.
I don't want that.
It. But remember this: he didn't bring that on himself. He's not the one that brought. They're covering him, yeah, and so some of the stuff too is not fair to him either. It's like I just like to be a normal person, like to go in here and play, do my normal conversation. Do this at that, and instead, there's
gotta ask yourself though: did he act like a normal person in Colorado? Was it that there's a lot of pregame stuff?
That's true.
The gold watches.
Yeah,
well, there was.
You're accurate with that.
He kind of brought it on himself a little bit.
Yeah.
So what happens when you bring it on yourself? You better perform.
You're accurate,
and right now that means four string with the Browns, which could be practice squad.
Four string with the Browns.
I don't think could be. He's praying to be on the practice squad.
He's praying to be there. Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious. The weather was awesome last night. Did you guys, what did you have for halo lights to maybe celebrate on the deck?
We went with the same soft white glow.
Soft white.
Yeah, soft white glow. And this is big, nice. Like that. The Neiman brothers are the ones that are handling this. The Neiman brothers right here in Lincoln. Yes, they can get a hold of Josh. And me and Jake have met with the Neimans.
Josh was at the wedding.
Josh was at the wedding.
Oh,
Josh
whoa.
Was at the wedding, dancing
Josh.
A lot.
Josh did dance.
Danced a lot. Yes, Jake talked to
There's
Josh.
There's some big names at your wedding.
It was big names. He said there was media attention.
Duke was there. Jake.
Mark from Argyle was there.
Mark from Argyle, Texas.
Not familiar with
he
Mark.
He had the chicken.
He runs the railroad.
Mark runs the entire railroad.
Dave Darlington was there.
David Darlington, son of George Darlington.
God. Never met him.
Yeah, it was a who's list.
Did actually. He was at the other.
You had to show an ID. You had to show an ID to get in.
Did you?
There was a person at the day with a check. Yes, like that. So, just checking people off as they came.
So Neiman was there.
What's that?
No, Josh. No,
Josh
was there.
Josh is a McGuire. Works for Neiman. He's the one who. Yes, Josh.
My
McGuire.
Bad.
No, that's not on you.
Yeah, it's your
bad. But it's McGuire. Neiman brothers are the ones that are going to be the one that are the boots on the ground to get these lights up.
And you went soft glow. What'd you go last night?
Well, we did red, white, and blue again.
Did you?
Patriotic still.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for your service.
HaloCustomLighting.com.
Custom.
Check it out today. You will not regret talking with them and purchasing them as well. When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, best of the weekend, $25 of vows on the line. Texas at 464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.